You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Aucklander Miriam Clements wants a national referendum on whether the North Shore should become independent from New Zealand. She's a member of the Logic Party and, well, they definitely have some interesting ideas. Clements thinks the North Shore should have its own currency, reserve bank, and be completely separate from the rest of the country. I spoke with North Shore Councillor Richard Hills about why this might not be the most realistic idea and started by asking him, why is the North Shore great just as it is?
I'm not sure why you'd want to separate it, especially a new state. I mean, it might sound cool to have our own currency and all that, but it's definitely an unworkable plan. I think the North Shore is pretty great as it is. We've got amazing bush and beaches and people and community centres and libraries. I think we're doing pretty good, but yeah, I don't support a split to a new country.
How would a referendum even work?
I think the person who's the referendum would have to work like the asset sales referendum did. You have to get 400,000 signatures on a petition before you could have a referendum. The North Shore has 300,000 people, so somehow she needs to get everyone who lives on the North Shore plus 100,000 people to sign the petition.
Which, in my opinion, doesn't even seem possible. Would you agree?
No. So if that's the setup they're working from, then no, I don't think that's workable. Unless the rest of the country wants us to split off, then maybe it's an easy prospect.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the next question I want to know was, is the media behind these sorts of ideas gaining traction, or do you think there is some sort of underground movement for things like this to even happen?
No, most people, I put a few comments up, like who will support my campaign for president and whose faces are we going to put in our money. I think most people think it's a bit ridiculous. Like, I haven't seen anyone seriously. I've had a few questions about it, but most people are sort of treating it with kind of, it's obviously not going to happen and is a silly prospect, really.
So it's not the fact that, you know, the media's picked up on it. I've seen articles in the Herald on stuff. Now we're talking about it. Are we sort of to blame with people actually hearing about it and talking about it more?
No, I think these kinds of stories show interest and get people talking about it as something interesting to break up the week. I don't necessarily blame the media or anyone. There are a small number of voices who are wanting a new North Shore utopia country, but it's definitely not the community vibe I'm getting. But I think the media are just kind of showing a different part of the community who wants something quite different.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're on our side with that. One of the things I've heard her say for her reasons behind proposing this is that she says the government isn't giving the North Shore enough money. Is this true?
I don't know exactly what that means. I mean, the North Shore, I mean, we can argue left or right, Labour, National, about total funds, but I think we generally get a good amount of health funding and education funding and transport funding and everything compared to other areas. I think if you go around our city, we get some pretty good services over here on the North Shore. Bus services are increasing. Last year, we increased them by about 20% on Onewa Road. I can get my bus from Glenfield to the city in 28 minutes, every 10 minutes past my door. Upgraded libraries, got new infrastructure. I think we got a new youth centre last year. I think another one is proposed. I think we've got, in the budget this week, we've got Skypath and Lake Road, $47 million, and $600 million worth of busway improvement, and I could go on. We've got brand new libraries. The Devonport Library was $11 million. The Devonport Wharf is being upgraded.
I mean, it really doesn't sound like the North Shore's missing out, does it?
No, I mean, I think we could always have better, and everyone wants more. But how we pay for the more is the question. Other councillors round our table often scoff at Chris and I, who are advocating for things that we've got three pools on the shore, or four if you count Albany, for instance, whereas the West Auckland has one. So when we're advocating for more things, they're going, well, can we just kind of have some of the things you have first? So it's always a balance. Sometimes when you've got a lot of things, you also want, rightfully so, you want other great things for your areas, but it is hard sometimes when, you know, on some aspects we have more than others. In other areas we might have less, like we don't have trains and we'd like that light rail to the shore one day soon, like other areas have rail in their areas. So always trying to balance how we get everything at once, but I think we're doing okay, but we can always advocate for more. But definitely I'm not sure splitting off to our own independent country would actually help us at all, because we'd probably have to contract everything in from other parts of Auckland and the country, which would probably cost us three times the price.
Yeah, and you'd think you'd have to, you know, you'd have to form your own government, wouldn't you? It's going to be quite a logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
Are these sorts of candidates, these sort of, I don't know how to frame it, raise it really, outrageous candidates, is this something that you would think you might have seen 10 years ago, or is it kind of the Trumpian world we're living in that these candidates come forward with these unusual ideas and try and push them into the mainstream?
No, I think it's a classic thing that lasts forever, and it gets media attention, public attention, like the McGillicuddy Serious Party back in the day. Destiny Church has ran a party before. It's nothing new. Probably Trump is the biggest, most public example of this kind of random statements get you elected. But I think at this stage, there's always been a part of the community who make a lot of ridiculous statements, and because it gets attention because it's different. If we're all saying the same thing, it's pretty boring. But I don't necessarily think there's huge support for it. But you know, everyone's got their right to have their view and their opinion and their idea, whether it's ridiculous or not ridiculous.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. Just moving away from this, on our show today we're talking quite a lot about the Northcote by-election, and I know you've been to a couple of the debates and that sort of thing, so I'd just be quite interested to hear how everything's been going.
As far as I can see, it's going pretty good. I think it's going to be really, really close, and I think it's important that everyone votes for who they want. There hasn't been too much nastiness apart from at the debate that I was at, which was just really bizarre, people screaming at the Labour and Green candidate, sort of racist stuff and communism and different things. So that was disappointing. It took a young woman to stand up and say, can you old angry men stop being racist and yelling, we want to hear. So,
that's wow.
But
oh,
apart
that's
from
awful.
That, I think everyone probably wants it to be done next weekend. But yeah, I think it's going to be close, and so that gives every reason for people to make sure they have their say.
Oh, cool. Well, just the final question is really your chance to go full councillor and say, if we're not going to be separating the North Shore, what actually should we be focusing on in Auckland?
I think we're focusing on what we were focusing on yesterday in our budget, actually doing the things what generations have been asking us for. So that's action on transport, public transport, walking and cycling, safety, cleaning up the sewage that is going into our waterways and beaches, which we're doing. Huge environmental increases in the sports and art areas. So we are trying to do it all, but it is not easy. But I think we're getting there. I think we're actually making those big decisions. People want us to be. People keep asking, "Can you fix this? Can you fix that?" And I think we're finally getting to a place where we definitely are.
Oh, good. Well, that's a great place then. Hey, thank you so much for giving up your time. It's been great to speak.
No worries. Nice talking to you too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.